sitting here with Greg Maddux, probably one of the baseball pitchers of all time, certainly of our generation, Hall of Famer. Welcome to the Savvy Investor. We're out here at St. Andrews. How are you hitting them?
Yeah, actually, we're hitting them pretty good. You know, I'm out here with my brother. I get to reconnect with him. Haven't seen him a lot since retirement. He's still working, as you know.
Right, he's still coaching, yeah.
Pitching coach for, well, St. Louis. I don't know if he's going to be back there next year or not, but I'm sure he'll find somewhere to go.
Right.
And I've got my good friend Jim Hartnett out here, and we're having a good time, and, you know, we're playing golf, drinking too much, and getting up and doing it again the next day.
So which course did you like best?
It's hard to pick a winner. I mean, I loved all three. You know, we played Carnoustie yesterday.
Right.
We played the old course today and Kings Barn the first day.
Beautiful, right? I think it's Kings Barn.
Yeah, Kings Barn wins on
beauty.
On scenic.
Right.
Yeah. And Carnoustie probably wins on toughness. And the old course here's got to win on history.
Oh, right. It was incredible, right?
Yeah. All three are special in their own way.
I actually came out and played Sunday over at the Castle Course. And it was so beautiful because you could see about 30 feet in front of you and the rest was fog. You had no idea what you were doing. I shot the best round of my life because I didn't know where I was going. Nothing was in the way because you couldn't. So, Hall of Famer. So, how do you feel about this, being a Hall of Famer? I mean, what you accomplished, what was it, like 300 wins, 3,000 strikeouts, less than 1,000 walks, something like that, right?
Yeah, I think every Hall of Famer has some stats to back it up.
And, right.
You know, it's an honor. It's special that the game's going to remember you that way. And I know going back to Cooperstown in the summers is always a special time. And, you know, it's great to see some of your old teammates and some of your old rivals that you were playing against.
Right.
And also, more importantly, you see some of your heroes that you watched growing up as a kid.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So, batter you never wanted to face?
Well, there's usually two or three on every team. So, but, you know, I think, you know, back in the day, Tony Gwynn was probably the best pure hitter in baseball. I
right.
think if, you know, he was somebody that you weren't going to strike out. He was going to make contact. You just tried to keep it in front of the outfield with him. But, you know, probably the best and the most respected was probably Barry Bonds. You know, I
right.
think he had the ability to not only hit for a high average, but hit for a lot of power. And he could also steal a base, too, back in the day.
Back in the day. Right, right. So, retired. I know you're doing some work with the Rangers, and I think you've done some work with the Cubs. But what else are you doing for the rest of your life? What are you doing?
Well,
obviously, a lot of golf.
Yeah, I did spend time with the Rangers, Cubs, Dodgers, Padres. I also spent 4 years at UNLV. My son was going there, and they needed some help with the pitching, so I enjoyed doing that as well.
That must have been special.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty cool. And, you know, I got a chance to be around all the millennials and learn new words and stuff
right,
like
right.
that.
How to use your phone?
Yeah. Well, I would just tell them if I needed any information, somebody would Google it for you. So, but, and you know, a lot of golf and a lot of nothing. A lot of Netflix, especially since COVID. You know, once COVID hit, it seemed like the golf courses were open. And we watch a lot of TV.
Best financial advice you got after you signed that big contract?
Pay yourself first.
Pay yourself first?
You know, I think that was probably some good financial advice was make sure you pay yourself first and then, you know, save, work out all your expenses and everything after that.
See so many of these kids coming up and they get these big contracts now and they, you know, 8 years later, they're out of money. Where's
yeah,
the wisdom to
bad.
Them? Where's the wisdom for them?
Well, I mean, pay yourself first.
Right,
I realize you're going to have to pay taxes, too. So you got to put aside for that as well.
They
so,
like taking those taxes, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do. So get someone you can trust, really, would be my advice for them. Because, you know, let's face it, an athlete, especially somebody in my case that's coming out of high school, what do I know about finances?
Right.
You know, nothing. So fortunately, I was able to find someone I can trust. And Mike Bober, he actually happens to be playing in this tournament with us as well.
And it's worked out well for you.
Yeah.
So going back in your mind's eye, back when you were growing up in high school, having
mm-hmm.
Sunday dinner, mom and dad or
mm-hmm.
grandparents around, what was that meal like? What'd you have? What was your favorite meal that you missed?
Well, it was home cooked.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was usually fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of that, a lot of meatloaf.
Yeah.
A lot of hamburger helper.
I remember hamburger helper days. Yeah, yeah.
So
cold meatloaf sandwiches?
Yeah.
For after lunch? Yeah. You have lunch for the next day?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Something special in that, the recipe for grandma's fried chicken? Anything in there? Anything special you can remember about it?
Well, you just got to batter it up and fry it.
Batter it
I
up
mean,
and fry
it. Make sure you put enough salt on it.
Yeah, everything fried.
I think that was the key. And And don't skimp on the butter when you're making the mashed potatoes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Mr. Maddox, it was wonderful having you on the Savvy Investor. Hit 'em straight.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.